Indiana's infant mortality rate is dismal, and advocates hope a new law signed by the governor will be a step towards reducing those numbers. Legislation that guarantees consistent levels of care to Hoosier mothers and infants goes into effect July 1st. It creates a system that makes sure moms or babies who are at high risk go to hospitals or birthing centers that have the proper medical staff and equipment to treat them. Indiana University School of Medicine doctor and professor Nancy Swagonski says too many babies are dying, and this legislation is just a start.
On average, we have 1 to 2 babies dying every day in Indiana. And I think when you say it like that, people start to understand the enormity of the problem. This isn't a rare event.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Indiana has the 7th highest mortality rate in the country and the 5th highest maternal mortality rate. Gabriel Filippelli, director for the Center of Urban Health at Indiana University, says there are too many high-risk pregnancies.
The problem comes not necessarily just at the hospital setting, but largely before that. Maternal nutrition and health, as well as maybe inadequate supervision.
About half of the babies that die in Indiana are born preterm, and 1 in 8 dies before his or her first birthday because of unsafe sleep practices. Swagonski believes individual behavior needs to change and says if we tackle the root causes of poverty and crime, we'll see fewer babies dying.
We need to make sure that all pregnant mothers and babies have adequate nutrition, have adequate housing, have opportunities for employment. We can make a measurable difference based on that.
Swagonski says the school of thought that infant mortality is a cultural problem isn't new, and adds most people don't know that the infant mortality rate in the world is tracked by the CIA because it's considered an indicator of societal stability. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.